written directly before or after this, I'm not sure, was a poem called The Pervert. And I had written a poem when I was in graduate school called Life Without AB, which was about a neighborhood pervert when I was a little kid who never really bothered anybody. He was mostly foul-mouthed and very old and I think probably retarded and certainly very strange. And I was young enough not to understand his allusions to sex. Then he was gone from the neighborhood, and my mother told me that they took him to the funny farm, which they called it in my hometown. And since then, although I didn't feel it at the time, I felt a kind of nostalgia for his going, because in a way he was a hearty little sex symbol for the neighborhood. And a few years after I wrote that first poem, I wrote another one called The Pervert. And this is another nostalgic poem, and it comes out of a curiosity as to what happens to a pervert when he gets very old and too old for sex to be any longer the focal point of his life. And in this particular character was more than simply a molester. It's apparent in the poem that he might have killed some children or something like that. And it takes place in the Midwest because I had spent some time there. Oh, and the city of Rock Island, Illinois, is mentioned in the beginning of the poem. And it's just a very seedy city, so it fit in pretty well with the poem. The Pervert. The police searched for him in bars and old bookstores in Rock Island, Illinois. But he was everywhere, like the evening hours. It was a cellar that held him in the dust, and with the warm terror of fingers groping in the darkness of a glove, he escaped, now running, now walking carefully in daylight as a salesman or a widow's lover. He is too old for such disguise. Now the depth of water attracts. There is the pleasure of release. He is floating downriver at last with an impeccable sense of nostalgia. Neighbors, parents, the bald sheriff's deputy, occasional articles of violence. Photographs appear to him, not without pain, of leafy parks on the Iowa shore, schoolyards buzzing with girls in long dresses. Now they grow old on the riverbank and have forgotten him, the man who walked among them. The other children died. He sits down. The raft shrinks. He believes in loneliness. He knows he is to blame. His fingers worry deep in his pockets.